This is Big F and Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there would be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling. That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good-looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here.
You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it!
Ho! Oh, what do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the UK's number one and only Memphis Wrestling Related podcast. We are the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, and I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Dennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the place to be wrestling network, home of great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Monday Night Project, Hamburg All Stars, Pure Wrestle Passion, and a whole other plethora of great shows coming to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. You can also find us on our second home, the Wrestlecopia Network, home of the hard working Ray Russell, who brings you great shows like Wrestling Memory Grenade, where he's covering the spring of 1988 in the WWF. He's also got the Reasonable Wrestling Show, where Ray and his co-hosts talk the territories, be it Jamie Ward, 1981 Georgia, Roman Gomez, 1986 UWF, or Gene Jackson and 1985 Memphis. He's got you covered. He's also got the Wrestling Stoop with Bob Roop and many other great shows on the airwaves, or coming to the airwaves very soon. You can follow the network on Twitter, WrestleCopia, Wrestle, C-O-P-I-A. And don't forget to follow our sister network, the North-South Connection, again, available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows such as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, A La Carte with Keithy, The Jenny Position, Extreme Three-Way Dance, Chronoso, many more shows on there as well. You can follow the network at NoSoPod Network. You can also find them on YouTube, where some of the podcasts are video and audio. Some of them are video only, so you can find them on YouTube. Just search North South Connection on YouTube and you'll find us on YouTube, youtube.com/@MemphisCast. That'll allow you to watch today's video. The link will be in the description. There's also a whole other range of wrestling over there for your wrestling needs. youtube.com/@MemphisCast, patreon.com/MemphisCast. Coming this Monday will be the first WCW episode of the Monday Night Project. If you want to watch those videos, you can, for £1 a month. I think it's $1.50 a month or £1 a month. We'll get you the videos over there at patreon.com/MemphisCast. And while you're out and about online, please visit whenitwascool.com for podcast articles and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. This week, we're covering the 12th of May, 1984. Last week, we covered the 5th of May, where we saw The Boss, an excellent studio brawl, Heart Issues, and all the other usual awesomeness from the Memphis territory. Before we head down to ringside, let's have a quick look to see what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world this week. On the 6th of May, The Crusher and Baron Von Raschke defeated Ken Patera and Jerry Blackwell to win the AWA World Tag Team Championships in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Also on the 6th, Georgia Championship Wrestling has a show in the Omni in Atlanta. King Kong Bundy and the Masked Superstar defeat the Road Warriors to win the NWA National Tag Team titles. Ole Anderson defeated Arn Anderson. Brad Armstrong and Ronnie Garvin battled Ted DiBiase in the Spoiler to a No Contest. Jake Roberts defeated Tommy Rogers. King Konga defeated Bob Roop. Les Thornton battled Tim Horner to a draw. 6th of May, World Class Championship Wrestling has a show in the Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas. 32,132 are witnessing the David Von Erich Memorial Parade of Champions, where history is made. Kerry Von Erich defeats Ric Flair to win the NWA World Heavyweight title. Also on that card, Kelly Kaninsky battled Johnny Mantell to a draw. Junkyard Dog defeated Missing Link by disqualification. Iceman King Parsons and Buck Zumhoff defeat the Super Destroyers for the American Tag Team titles. Fritz, Mike and Kevin Von Erich defeat the Freebirds for the World Class Tag Team titles. Kamala battled Kabuki to a double disqualification. Butch Reed defeated Chick Donovan. Chris Adams and Sunshine defeat Jimmy Garvin and Precious. On the 7th of May, there is a show in Fort Worth, Texas. The World Class Championship Wrestling are putting on a show. It's headlined by Kerry Von Erich successfully defending the NWA World Heavyweight title against Terry Gordy. As is that happening on the 8th of May, the next night in Muskogee, Texas. Okay, again, Kevin Von Erich defeats Terry. 10th of May, there is a show in the War Memorial Auditorium for the WWF in Buffalo, New York. 7,500 witnessing Akiya Maeda fighting Terry Daniels to a draw. Jimmy Snuka defeating Mr. Fuji. The Iron Sheik defeating Sergeant Slaughter via disqualification. Greg Valentine defeating Salvatore Bellomo. Roddy Piper, David Schultz and Paul Orndorff defeating Rocky Johnson, Tony Atlas and SD Jones. Also on the 10th, there is a show in Salt Lake City, Utah. AWA putting on a show in the Salt Palace. 8,600 witness Princess Victoria and Velvet McIntyre defeating Leilani Kai and Despina Montagas. Kurt Hennig wrestling Larry Zbysko to a time limit draw. Oh, my goodness me. The Fabulous Ones defeating Jake Millerman and Jesse Ventura. The Crusher defeating Jerry Blackwell. Greg Garnier defeats AWA World Champion Jumbo Tsuruta by disqualification. 11th of May, Dallas, Texas. World Class Championship Wrestling putting on a show headlined by NWA World Champion Kerry Von Erich defeating Ric Flair. And then finally, on the 12th of May, there is a show in San Antonio, Texas, World Class Championship Wrestling, again headlined by Kerry successfully defending the world title against Ric Flair. And there is a show in the Boston Garden, 10,500, as the WWF put a show on for those fine Bostonians. B. Brian Blair fighting Terry Daniels to a draw. Rene Goulet defeating Akiya Maeda. Chief J. Strongbow defeating Ron Shaw. Bob Orton Jr. defeating Jose Luis Rivera. Sergeant Slaughter fighting the Iron Sheik to a double count, to a double disqualification. Roddy Piper defeating Salvatore Bellomo. Tony Guerrero defeating Mr. Fuji. Bob Backlund and Ivan Putski defeating David Schultz. And Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's head down to ringside as we cover the 12th of May 1984 for episode 148 of the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. You know the drill. Peace and joy!
You know, Rick Rude was involved in another match, too. Rick was involved in a match against Dutch Mantell right in the center of the ring. Some bad blood between the two of them going back for a number of weeks, and they were facing each other one against one in the center of the ring. We have some highlights of what happened in that match. Watch closely. Here's what happened.
So we haven't got the opening here for the show, but we've got the first bit of action. Is footage from the Coliseum, Rick Rude versus Dutch Mantell. Rick Rude managed by Jimmy Hart and Angel as always. Dutch Mantell wearing black singlet, red boots. Rick Rude wearing black trunk, black tights, silver boots. Have you got an attendance? Good lord. This is May, so this would be May the 7th. Be with you, I guess. Yeah, 4,048. So we've got Rick McCord and Brickhouse Brown going against A-Team and Japanese Assassin. Bugs and McGraw going against Porkchop Cash. Jim Neidhart against Scott Shannon. In a Biker Roulette match, PYT is going against Dirty Rhodes and Harley Davidson. International Champion Randy Savage going against Austin Idol. The New Fabs going up against Zambu Express. Humongous going up against Jerry Lawler. Jerry Lawler and Eddie Marlin going up against Ox Baker and Jimmy Hart. What have we missed? Dutch has got hold of Angel on the outside. She's been interfering. The clips that we've seen, her and Jimmy Hart have been interfering heavily in this match. He drags her into the ring. Oh, he's put her over his knee. He's going to give her a spanking. Oh, good lord. Rick Rude from behind. Oh, knee to the back of Dutch Mantell. Rude picks him up. Oh, drops him with a suplex. Goes for the cover. One, two. Ladies and gentlemen, 1984, a match is won by Suplex.
I'm standing here watching this, and I'm not a very happy man today. Now, you know, it's becoming increasingly difficult to go to the ring to wrestle Rick Rude, and he's got a woman and a half out there with him every time I go out there. He's got Jimmy Hart, which is a half a woman, half a man, and he's got Angel. Now, you can't wrestle that way, but I tell you what, Angel, now, you're supposed to be a valet. You're not supposed to be a wrestler. You're supposed to really go to the ring, get your ravishing one's robe, and take it back to the dressing room and just stand out there and watch your lover boy do what he does best. Well, Angel, I don't think you've been following directions because you've been getting involved. Now, last Monday night, you hit me. You've been hit with a high heel shoe.
No, but I can imagine.
Well, I've been hit one. Not only has she hit me one, I've been hit one before by a lady I had a little trouble with. But I'm going to tell you, it hurts, and it distracts you. Now, I'm going to say one thing. I got hit with it three times. Now, you can't concentrate on a match when you keep somebody keeps popping you, popping you, popping. Now, I got sick and tired of it. Now, this past week, I heard of a woman. Now, I also found out you can't hit a woman unless people look at you funny. And if I hit Angel, I'd knock her into next week. But I found a woman that beats up other women for a living. And you people are going to see a first in Memphis. You're going to see that Angel step into that ring in the role of a wrestler. And I'm going to have as my partner the one of the roughest, the toughest, the raunchiest woman I could find. And her name is Evelyn Stevens. And I called her on the phone, and I asked her, I give her a proposal, would she be my partner? And she readily agreed. And she told me, she says, Dutch, if that Angel comes within 10 feet of me, I'll knock her lights out. And that's exactly what I want her to do. So Monday night, I'm going to say one thing, Rude. You bring the little valet Angel down there, and you climb in the ring with me and my partner that I personally recruited, Evelyn Stevens, and we're going to teach Angel, and we're going to introduce her to the violent world of professional wrestling. That happens Monday night.
All right. Thanks, Dutch. Dutch Mantel. Evelyn Stevens will be going against Rick Rude, and Angel will be in the ring against him. There's more to come on Championship Wrestling, including the big eight-man match. We'll be back in just a moment.
It looks like we missed out on Scott Shannon versus Rick Rude. Evelyn Stevens, that name sounds familiar.
Ricky, come here, Ricky. Look at this right here, man. You know, if you pick up any magazine on any wrestling newsstand, who are you going to see? Jimmy Hart, Angel, and Rick Rude, baby, right there, live and in person. You know, Dutch said the raunchiest woman, the only raunchiest woman he can find would be that ugly wife of his, Rick. What are you and Angel going to do to him, baby?
You know what? Dutch Mantel, he can come out here, and he can make all the excuses in the world. But the truth is, at the end of the match, I stuck the man's shoulders to the ring. One, two, three. And now he talks about bringing in some fat hillbilly swamp sow, some filthy pig that's going to lay her filthy hands on Angel. Dutch, you have another thing coming, baby. When you're in that wrestling ring, it's fair game. You know that? It's fair game for that. What is that pig's name? Evelyn? It's fair game for her. It's fair game for you. Whoever's in that ring, Dutch, is going to go down. I don't care if it's that swamp saw you bring with you. I don't care if it's you. Bring your aunts, bring your uncles, bring your whole family tree, Dutch Mantel. I'll pull it out by the roots, you punk.
Dutch, you were jealous. Look at the magazine coverage. You know, everybody's saying that Jimmy Hart corrupted Rick Rude. Jimmy Hart corrupted the Angel. But let me tell you something, baby. Like I said, I know who it is. That's that big, fat, ugly wife of his. But bring her on down, because Rick Rude is the greatest athlete in the world today, and Angel is the loveliest valet in the world, period. Right, baby?
Jimmy Hart, Rick Rude, and Angel. Angel is going to be in the ring for that match, as Evelyn Jones will be there with Dutch.
So I've just had a look. Evelyn Stevens, the name sounded familiar, but looking at it, it's not familiar, but it's very interesting. Evelyn Stevens, still alive, born in 1943. She was debuted in 1961. She retired in 1984. She wrestled in Dallas. She wrestled for Jim Crockett. And at one point, in her personal life section, it's quite interesting. At one point in time, Roigel, that's her real name, was in a relationship with fellow professional wrestler Wahoo McDaniel. At another point in time, she was married to Don Jardine, a.k.a. The Spoiler. Sometime after the couple divorced, she married again, this time to a bodybuilder and gym owner, Frank Roigel. In December 1986, she was arrested for shooting her husband three times in the face and chest in the home in San Antonio, Texas, killing him. She was convicted of murder and given a 20-year sentence, but was pardoned after 5 years. Ladies and gentlemen, professional wrestling.
Mantell. Something happened. It started on Championship Wrestling as the fabulous ones, Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert, were going against the PYT Express. Let me let you take a look at what happened, and this thing just kind of turned into a free-for-all.
Been there, Hart in the middle of the ring.
So it's Lance by sounds up, but we've seen footage of the brawl between the Fabs and the PYTs last week. Hell of a brawl. As we said, and some of the crowd went flying, and I think there was maybe words were said, I don't know exactly, but yeah, we're seeing footage of that again. Fantastic brawl. If you haven't seen it, make sure you check out the video version of last week's show. It's a great brawl, very in, you know, all over the, not just in the ring, it was in the crowd, rolling around. I think someone might have got sort of pushed over.
Well, as you can see, they left the ring and they were in the crowd and just all over the studio here, but that wasn't the end of it. They had a match scheduled in Nashville, Tennessee at the Sports Arena, and take a look at some of the action from that.
The Nashville Sports Arena, a very bright place. So we've got the Fabs versus the PYTs. Fabs in red and white, PYTs in purple and red. I don't know who the referee is. It's not Jerry Calhoun, but
he is using that right fist on the head.
Have we got that? It's a small sports hall by the looks of it. Very well lit, very well attended. There's a good crowd here. Nashville. No, got no results from Nashville.
The tag made on Eddie Gilbert.
No. Be interesting to see what the card for this was. But yes, it looks a nice little arena. Eddie Gilbert's now in, though. We're half a four, working over PYTs. Irish hit by Eddie on Norvell, tagging to Tommy, who's applies the sleeper. I don't know this referee, so it's not Jerry Cahill, it's not Paul Morton. Local referee, I guess. Coco's on the top rope, wraps a chain around his fist, and boom, knocks down Tommy Gilbert. The crowd are hot for this event. Going bananas. Oh, good lord, Tommy Rich is bleeding like a stuffed pig. Holy moly. After that chain, Coco's very happy with his work there. Both men up before the 10 count. Eddie Gilbert now getting pummeled by that chain.
Well, the hardware certainly played a part in this one. Chain wrapped around the fist.
Tommy crawling over, gets the tag. In comes Eddie Gilbert again. Punching away on Norvell, punching away on Coco.
From outside on the apron now.
2-on-1 now is Eddie Gilbert. Trying to get that chain. Oh, Norvell has been thrown to the outside by Tommy, who follows him. Oh, Tommy Rich throws Norvell into the ring post. Eddie now wraps that chain around his fist. Oh, smashes Coco with it. Big right hand by Tommy on the outside. The crowd are standing up. Tommy's got a chair. Oh, smashes it over the head of Norvell Austin. Elderly lady in a wheelchair. Oh, they're now fighting in the toilets. Oh, Tommy rams Norvell Austin in the door, which opens the door. Norvell now throws Tommy into the concessions. Ron Sexton is the referee, apparently, so Dave has just said. Norvell Austin just smashed the referee with the right hand. I think Norvell's bleeding, I think. Norvell and Tommy brawling in the concessions. Who's that? Austin Idol's in there trying to get her a drink. Or maybe something else.
There was a young lady in there too.
Oh, Another Russian rammed into a metal fence. There's some gentlemen in bibs and braces. All four men are now brawling by the door. Norvell's got a rear naked choke on Eddie. No one's trying to stop this. There's police there, but they're not trying to do anything about it. Norvell rammed into the door again. These four men are brawling. In studios and arenas across the Memphis territory, creating chaos wherever they go. I reckon they're going to need some sort of cage match or something to stop this.
And Eddie Gilbert, where do they go? There's one that went through a door, was not through a door.
There's a policeman. There's a policeman stood right behind him. He's not doing anything to stop this. two policemen. Norvell and Coco and Tommy just knocking several shades of shit out of each other. Norvell just come out of a door and attacking Eddie Gilbert. Nothing's been done to stop this brawl. Madness. But exciting to see for sure. Jerry's not in. I don't know where Jerry Jarrett is. He's usually about. Maybe he might not be Dixon's Nashville, might be somewhere else's town. People are cheering on the PYTs. But they've gone behind the door and shut the door.
You saw it right there. The action from the ring to the crowd to the exit to the concession stand to the dressing room. Here they come. Jimmy Hart and the PYT Express.
The greatest team in the history of professional wrestling. Pretty young and tough, baby. Here they are. Woo!
Norvell Austin.
Let me tell you one thing. Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert is always talking about they want us. They want to do this and they want to do that to us. Well, let me tell you one thing. They must not want us too bad, because everywhere we done been, Mr. Dave Brown, every town that we done wrestled these chumps in, we done beat them, baby, and we done got blood from them and everything else. And they don't want us too bad, because you see us here in living color, mind you. We in living color. Where's look your at your little is, seat baby? Right here. Do you see their name down here in the well?
Yeah.
Because the they knew we was going to be here, Dave
where
Brown. That's really why they avoiding us. They don't want to be here. Because they could be if they wanted to be. But they scared of the PYT, the baddest team in this whole world.
What's wrong with them, Dave? Where are they at? Where is Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert?
You want them, and here they are. Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert, suited and booted, coming in the studio at a clear house. Ripping off their shirts. Well, Tommy ripped off his shirt. Eddie's. Hey, talk about somebody.
The five, brother. You talk about crazy times. It's gonna be crazy times when we get a hold of you.
Okay, we don't care anymore. If we have to go outside, if we have to get chairs, if we have to use anything to get down with these guys, we're gonna get down. I'm tired of messing with these guys everywhere we go. We have to watch their backs. So they better get ready to watch theirs. It doesn't matter if it's a mall, if it's downtown, or a service station, anywhere. We're after these guys, and we're gonna show them what we can do.
Okay, Eddie and Tommy out here. The question had just been asked by the.
Eddie can't afford a new shirt, so he's just unbuttoned it slowly while Tommy Rich just ripped it like a Hulkamaniac. Tommy Rich has got that former NWA world title money still in his pocket.
And PYT and Hart leaving the area right now. Stagger with a comment, why don't you put that thing down? So Tommy immediately dropped it, but PYT and Jimmy Hart have left.
Any kind of match they want, anytime, anywhere, any place. Hart, we ain't running from nobody, brother. We're here to stay. So you bring the PYT on, and we'll take care of them. Thumbs up, Daddy.
That's it, Dave. He said it all. That's what we're... It's a fight from here on out. The war's just started.
All right. The fabulous ones, Tommy Rich, Eddie Gilbert. Mark my words, some kind of action coming up as a result of all of that. We're going to be back. More of Championship Wrestling in just a moment. Highlights of that match from the Coliseum last week.
Eddie slammed, and Thomas Marlin now, look out! Should say footage of Ox Baker and Jimmy Hart against Jerry Lawler and Eddie Marlin.
You saw what happened there. The special referee, Thomas Marlin, and with Jimmy Hart and everything going on as Humongous was sent into all of that. Here comes Hart and Humongous right now, and there's something, word has been sent. Jimmy?
Woo, I feel good. The greatest day of my life, baby. Look at my big man here, Humongous.
Wait a minute. Before you go any further, word has been sent to me by promoter Eddie Marlin. You sent Humongous into the ring in the highlights in that match. And everyone saw it. New rule has been in effect about a week, a $1,000 fine. The promoter says you have not paid the fine, and I am instructed if you do not pay the fine, you must leave the television area.
If I don't pay the fine, then I'm going to have to leave, right?
That's exactly right.
Well, I'll tell
right.
you what you do for me right now, baby. I want you to put out your little hand right here, because I'll tell you what, I've got $1,000 right here, and I will pay Humongous's fine, because you see, it was the greatest night of my life, baby. And when something is great to Jimmy Hart, it's worth money. You see, anytime I can see Jerry Lawler looking up at those lights, baby, it's worth it to me. So I'll tell you what I've got right here. I've got $1,000 right here. And I'll tell you, here we go, right here. Why don't you put your little hand out right here, and you can count it later on, but I'm sure it's there. You got some 50s in there, $100 bills in there, 20s, but it's $1,000. Why don't you put it in your little pocket and keep it for Jimmy Hart? Because like I said, baby, Eddie Marlin, if that's all you care about is money, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you take that money and buy your old dead mother something for Mother's Day? How do you like that, Pop? Now, I want to, this is my greatest, this is a great night for me, but right now, I want to bring somebody else in to join it. Neidhart, come here, baby. Oakland Raiders, baby, my champion, my vice president of the first family, my hero, my bodyguard. What a great night it was.
Jim
How
Neidhart.
Exciting it was. So you can take $1,000 from Jimmy Hart anytime you want to take it, baby, because like I said, baby, it was worth it.
That'll be delivered to the promoter.
Thank you, pal.
You know something, Jimmy? In Memphis last week, I was very, very disheartened and humiliated. Shut up! Because when you got in trouble and the chips were down, who did you call on? It wasn't me, Jack. It was Humongous. You didn't call on me. Jim Neidhart has never been on a second-string team. Hey, I've never played second fiddle for anybody, baby. And you've really sorrowed me very, very much. Listen, when I play with the Dallas Cowboys, I was smarter than the Dallas Cowboy coaches. When I play with the Raiders, I was smarter than the Oakland Raider coaches. When I was on the UCLA track team, I was smarter than the UCLA track and field coaches. And I'm smarter than you, chump. And I don't take that from anybody. I got a little surprise for you, baby. I'm not with the first family anymore. The first family is dead, baby. Because I'm going to start something myself. I'm calling it the Neidhart Raiders, baby. The Neidhart Raiders. And at killer position, number one, baby, Humongous. How about that, chump? Humongous, baby! Humongous! And at fullback, the man with a big punch, Ox Baker! Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby! I like it!
Hit the road!
Yeah, and for speed and agility, the PYT Express! How about that? Yeah, baby! And at right tackle, there we go. Come on. God damn it. The family's dead, baby. It's Neidhart Raiders. Come on, PYT. Yeah, baby. Yeah, hey. I'm not going to sit in the sidelines like you, chump. Hey, I'm in the action. I'm like General Patton. No sideline for me. I'm right there in the center. Hey, and at right tackle, having a Zamboni team, baby. The heavyweight. Come on, baby. Yeah, yeah, baby! Look at the weight!
Where's the brother, baby?
Yeah, gaining weight.
He's back gaining weight. Down on the beach, eating good, gaining weight.
Here, yeah, baby! We're heavy! And in the promotional department, the man with all the pizzazz, ravishing Broadway, Rick Rude! And then, yeah, baby, yeah. And head. And head of Neidhart's Raiderette cheerleaders, Angel. Hey, I want a big hand right here. Big hand in the middle. Ready? Go!
So Jim Knight has left the Jimmy Hart's first family and taken a lot of the people with him to start Knight Hart's Raiders.
For the PYT Express, gave them their name, Ox Baker. Ox Baker, I brought him here, made a legend out of him. Look at Rick Rude, he was nothing before I brought him in
here. Hit the road.
You ain't never give us our name. We give our own stuff our name. And you want to hear all these people cheer you like they just did over here?
Hey, the family is dead. The family is dead. It's Knight Hart Raiders.
I just wrote word him out. You're going with him too? Is that the picture, man, that's painted to me now? All of y'all are leaving me by myself.
Hey, you got eyes, chump. Can't you see? It's Knight Hart Raiders, baby. The family is dead. You're gone. You're history. They don't teach you to put the apple in the background, chump.
Still the greatest day of your life?
Yeah, baby. What a team! What a team!
Jimmy Hart. Watching his family all line up behind Jim Neidhart. And now they're all there. The former family, now known as Neidhart's Raiders, according to Jim Neidhart. And Jimmy Hart, you heard him say there, I think. Right now, he doesn't have any comment.
Wow.
Well, I get it. Well, it was supposed to be some of the first family members in here right now.
What a week for Lance to miss. Missing out on this. He'd have been in deep joy if he'd have been here to see Jimmy Hart's family ripped apart from him.
So if Coach Neidhart wants to get him back in here, we will get this one underway. It's going to be Austin Idol, Dutch Mantell, Harley Davidson, and Dirty Rhodes on one side of the ring. And Neidhart himself is in this match, along with Humongous and the PYT Express. Referee, Dutch Mantell, Harley Davidson making their way to the ring right now. There comes the Universal Heartthrob, Dirty Rhodes. Harley Davidson coming around. All right, Harley with a word or two.
Let me say something, baby. My baby told me, she said, honey, this is your lucky day, and this sure is. You know Jimmy Neidhart's going to be out here.
Yes, he is.
Somebody said, he can't avoid me now, you understand? He's got a big mouth, a big old square box head, but he can't avoid me, baby. This is going to be here right here. I want all the people to see it right here, me and Jimmy Neidhart. My boys are going to take care of the other ones, baby, and me and Neidhart.
All right, Harley Davidson, he's looking for Neidhart in this particular match. There you see Dirty Rhodes as Harley's regular tag team partner standing here. And Neidhart is yet to bring him into the ring. Referee Junkyard Dog. That is the action that is coming up Monday night at the Memphis Mid-South Coliseum. Jimmy Hart, I don't know if you heard, Eddie Marlin has just added a stipulation, loser leave town match with you and Thomas Marlin.
You know, I wasn't going to talk about this match, but let me tell you what. I was sitting in the back, and I saw Eddie Marlin come out here, baby, and say it's going to be a loser-leave-town match with Jimmy Hart. You know what? It just dawned on me what's really happening here today. You know what it is? It's Jerry Lawler and Eddie Marlin have finally gotten together and say, we know how to get rid of Hart. You know, I knew it couldn't be that stupid idiot Neidhart thinking of something as clever as trying to steal the family from Jimmy Hart. Well, let me tell you something, Lawler, and let me tell you something, Eddie Marlin. I know it was very humiliating for you to lay down in the middle of that ring last week there and get pinned by me, Jimmy Hart. And I know it's the worst thing that ever happened to you. And it hurt Lawler's ego, too, to see me pin you, baby. Well, let me tell you something. I always keep something up my sleeve, and I promise you this. Thomas Marlin, after Monday night, he'll never want to show his face back in this area again. And that is a promise from me to you.
The loser leave town match with Hart against Thomas Marlin coming up Monday night at the Mid-South Coliseum. Speaking of Coliseum action, match between the King, Jerry Lawler, and the Big Humongous. Let's take a look at some of that action.
See footage from the past Monday. Lawler wearing a very lovely green-yellow singlet, white boots. Going against Humongous, black tights, black boots, and that hockey mask. Lawler with a dropkick. This is a very clipped match you're seeing, but Lawler's trying to take that mask off again. He's got the mask off. Humongous is prone now. Big right hand by Lawler.
think.
But Humongous is wearing like a plastic mask over his face, I think, like a Freddy mask or something, or pig mask. Oh, Lawler going for a pile driver, Lawler going for a pile driver. He gets him up and he drops him. Joey Calhoun rings the bell. Joey Calhoun rings the bell. Pile drivers are illegal in Memphis. They are illegal in Memphis. Lawler does not care. He just planted the big man with a pile driver. Doesn't care, he's going for another pile driver. But Jimmy Hart's now on the back of Jerry Lawler fighting him off. Jimmy Hart's trying to save his man from injury. Oh! Lawler rammed Jimmy Hart face first into the top turnbuckle. Jerry's now got hold of Jimmy. Picks him up. Humongous is struggling to stand. Oh! Jimmy Hart planted down, slammed on the mat. Humongous is definitely selling. He came out a few seconds ago, so he's not injured, but he's definitely selling the pile driver, which is great to see. Jerry Calhoun gets thrown over the top right by Lawler. Lawler's had enough. He's had enough of this these last few weeks of Humongous beating the snot out of him. The crowd are going bananas, but Jerry Lawler has not won. He is not the winner of the match. Jerry's taken both the belts back with him, but he has been disqualified. He has not won that title.
Disqualification, but Lawler will get another shot at Humongous. Here it comes right now. Let's talk to him a little bit about it. The King, Jerry Lawler. King, I know there was a lot of frustration, but also some satisfaction from that.
Oh, a lot of satisfaction. You know, I feel real good today. This looks like it might be the greatest day of my life because, you see, everybody is finally wising up. Everybody's turning their back on Hart, and I love it. He's standing out here. He don't know what's happening to him. Now Eddie Marlin's made it a loser leave town. Do you people realize that this may be the last time that we have to look at that little skinny wimp, Jimmy Hart, for good? Would that be right or not, huh? I love it. You know what? I ought to take that Humongous out and buy him a steak dinner, too, because, you see, he was the man that opened my eyes, and I feel, like I said, I feel so good today. He finally hit me hard enough, and he finally hit me long enough, and he finally hit me so many times that I wised up. You see, I get tired, and for the last few weeks, I've been having people saying, well, what's happened, King? Is it finally over? Did you finally meet your match? Oh, ye of little faith, let me promise you, the King will never meet his match, brother. From now on, if you want to see me lick, they're going to have to put my picture on a postage stamp. Because, brother, I'm making you a promise right now. A rededication to the King's career. I'm going to kick some butts. Anybody that gets in my way, anytime, any place, brother. The King is here, and I'm here to stay. I'm going to put some hurting on some people, and I'm going to start it right down there Monday night at the Coliseum with this jerk Ox Baker and with Humongous, because, brother, I am bringing in a man that is going to do a little number. You see, Hart paid a $1,000 fine, and Eddie Marlin knew he was going to have to pay it, so he took that $1,000, and he put a couple more thousand with it, and he brought me in a partner that I've been looking forward to for a long, long time. Now, you people haven't seen him here, but I'm sure you've seen him on national TV. You've seen him in the magazines, and we're going to take a look at him right now on tape. I'm talking about the Junkyard Dog, brother, and he's going to be a heck of a partner.
The one, the only, the JYD is coming into town, a team with Jerry the King Lawler. Now get a nice little video package from Mid-South, set to Michael Jackson, the Michael Jackson. We've seen JYD going against King Kong Bundy, Bob Roop, some other gentlemen as well. I'm not totally sure who that is. But yeah, this is JYD in his prime here, 1984. Is he in Mid-South still, or is he? I don't know when he goes to... I don't think it's long until he goes to the WWF. Let's have a look-see-loo.
Oh, so therefore every cat needs a dog, so they bring in the dog.
Baby, every cat needs a dog, and I'm going to have the dog with me Monday night. Ox Baker and Humongous, you're big and you're bad, but you will be had. That's a promise, baby.
All right, very good. The Junkyard Dog will be here. He'll be the partner with the King, Jerry Lawler, Monday night. And they will be going against Humongous, and Big Ox Baker, of course, will be the partner of Humongous. We've got second fall action coming up here of Championship Wrestling, that eight-man tag team match. Either the, well, used to be the First Family or the Neidhart Raiders right now be coming back. Wait a minute, here comes Ox Baker with Humongous right now. And Ox, did you see the King's partner, Junkyard Dog, coming
out? First of all, I want to tell you something. That match Monday Night Hart will not be with us. We got the Neidhart Raiders, me and Humongous, and I want to tell you another thing. Jerry Lawler, you tried to break this man's neck the other night. You tried to break my leg, but you did one thing wrong. You didn't break his neck, and you didn't break my leg. And now you're talking about this junk hose dog bringing 10 or 15 truckloads of people that come down and watch beat me and Humongous up. Well, I'm going to teach you a word Monday night, and everybody in Memphis is going to learn that word. It's called humiliation, because we're going to humiliate you. We're going to make you look so bad. You're going to have to walk back wherever you come, Junkhouse Dog. And you talked about Humongous hitting you. I haven't hit you yet, Jerry Lawler. And if I hit you, and I'm going to hit you, if I hit you and you fall down and you don't get back up, the old saying is, too bad.
Ox Baker, he and Humongous will be going against Lawler and the Junkyard Dog.
JYD is a mixture of world-class, mid-south, mid-Atlantic, Georgia. And then into Memphis. He basically does this Monday, and that's it. He then joins the WWF in August.
Remind you, if you have sent for tickets to Championship Wrestling, they are free. If you've enclosed a self-addressed stamped envelope, your tickets will be sent back to you, but there is a long waiting period, 4 months or so, so please...
4 month waiting period to get tickets to the wrestling. Holy moly. Cub Scouts are here today. A 4 month wait for tickets. Holy moly. Imagine that nowadays.
Whew. I want to show you some highlights of a match. Some kind of match, too, which occurred between the Macho Man Randy Savage and the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Here's some highlights of that match.
We've seen footage of Randy Savage versus Austin Idol. Austin Idol wearing green tights, white boots. Randy Savage wearing yellow trunks, yellow boots. Smashes Austin Idol headfirst seat in the ring, top turnbuckle. Punching away on Austin Idol. Again, rams him into the top turnbuckle. We haven't seen much of Savage in studio. Was he here last week? I think he was. He's not really been in the ring much the last couple of weeks. But he's about. Goes to the top rope burn. Oh, elbow to the top of the head. Paul Morton was distracted by Angelo Poffo. Austin Idol bleeding, second rope. Oh, Austin moved that time. Austin Idol go for the Las Vegas leg lock. Angelo Poffo gets on the apron and distracts the Universal Heartthrob. Idol's got hold of him. Poffo threw something into the ring for Savage. Brass Nooks or something, maybe. Austin Idol still distracted by Poffo as Paul Morton puts him back in his chair. Savage, boom, knocks him down and out with whatever that was. Referee turns around and dos tres. After the bell. Oh, Savage attacking Idol. Idol was trying to get the referee to reverse the decision. Atomic drop. Big right hand by Idol. Idol now tying Savage up into the ropes, which allows him to turn his attention to Angelo Poffo. Austin Idol picks up Angelo, slams him down hard. Savage is still trapped in the ropes, can't do anything. Idol now go for that Las Vegas leg lock, the figure four, if you will, on Angelo Poffo. Paul Morton just waving his hands around like he's fucking conducting traffic in downtown fucking Memphis. Fucking useless prick. Earl Hepner. Austin Idol trying to break the legs of Angelo Poffo, trying to stop him from interfering with any more matches. Savage is still trapped and can't. No one can help him. There is no one here to help Angelo Poffo. Who's this? Jimmy Hart. Jimmy Hart now releases Savage. Oh, he goes to attack Idol, but Idol moves and scurries out of the ring.
All right, here he comes right now. The Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. And Austin, you did get pinned in that one.
You know, Dave, there's an old saying, and the saying goes something like this. How much rice
can a Chinaman eat before he gets full? I may be stammering a little bit. It's because I'm excited. I'm excited about a lot of things, darling. You see, what's happened around here, and I'm talking about Jerry Lawler, I'm talking about Harley Davidson, I'm talking about Dirty Roots, Scott Shannon, but most of all, I'm talking about me, baby. I've had enough. And you know, the other day, I heard Lance just say on that tape, he said, Austin Isles was trying to get a little satisfaction. Well, years ago, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones says, I can't get no satisfaction. Well, darling, I did, because, see, I'm getting tired of getting ripped off. I'm getting tired of getting burnt. And it's something we all got in common. It don't make any difference if you go to the grocery store or the gas station, if you go down to buy a shirt and a pair of pants, everybody seems to be getting ripped off. And I've drawn the line right here. I ain't going to get ripped off no more. And the only thing I regret... it's because I was in a little bit of a hurry. I didn't really get to get that leg above the knee. I didn't really get the pressure point where I wanted. Otherwise, we wouldn't see no Angelo Poffo around here ever again. Now, I don't know if the leg is broken. I don't know if the ligaments are torn. But we don't see no Poffo. We don't see no macho man. We don't happen to see none of the big bad dudes. Well, darling, you can tell everybody about how bad you are. But also now, you see, I can walk down Central Park in New York City with a whole pack of $100 bills, darling, sticking right out of the back of my pants, and nobody dare touch one of them. Now, Monday night, Jack, it's International Heavyweight Title rematch again. And I'm telling you, and this is the bold-faced truth, baby, you can take this from the bank. I'm going to get my belt back if I have to break your leg to do it, Savage. Monday night, this ain't no gaga, darling.
International titles on the line. We've got some comments from Randy Savage about the same match. Let's take a listen to him right now.
You see what you did to my dad? You see what you did to my dad, Austin Idol? And you know why, man? Just because of jealousy, man. Just jealousy. Because I got this, and you don't. Do you understand, man? You understand? And you ain't never gonna get this. You ain't never gonna get this. You see what you did? You see what you did? You don't think there's going to be any payback about it, man. You don't understand us. No, you don't understand our family, man. You don't understand. You know what a vendetta means? You know what a vendetta means? Go ask somebody that speaks Italian, and they'll tell you what a vendetta means. Austin Idol, man, I wouldn't want to be you right now. I wouldn't want to be you, because you're in a lot of trouble, and I got no idea how you're going to get out of it. No, no idea at all, because you're through, man. You're going to be eliminated. You did it out of jealousy, and jealousy is what's going to kill you. It's going to kill you, man. It's going to kill you.
Everybody's going to find out that we fight best when our opponents are the deadliest. Bring your baseball bat.
You don't understand how bad a trouble you're in right now, but I'm going to explain it because this is a violent sport. This is professional wrestling, man, and we've been in it all our lives. And the family, yeah, the family, man, a family within a family, Jimmy Hart. I know what you mean, baby, but they don't know what we mean. You don't know what the word vendetta means, man. And I'll tell you something about the Poffo family. A lot of people say that we don't forget, and I guarantee you, man, even if you think we do, we don't. No, we don't. Austin Idol, man, you're in a lot of trouble. You did this to my dad, but you're in a lot of trouble, man, just because you're jealous. People call you the Idol Man. They worship you, man, but they're worshiping the dead man. Yeah, they are. They're worshiping a dead man, and you'll never get this. And what's worse, man, you're going to get hurt real, real, real bad. Violent sport, yeah, we love it, man, and you're a mush, man.
You've heard from both of them, Austin Idol, Randy Savage. They'll settle it in the ring for the international title Monday night. Coming up tonight, championship wrestling up in Ripley. Qualification on Jim Neidhart in the second fall, one fall apiece. And what used to be the first family, now Neidhart's Raiders out here waiting for their opponents. Neidhart put the pile driver on Dirty Roads, and promoter Eddie Marlin has told me that Dirty Roads will not be able to continue. So it is going to be 4-3 for this fall. Now, wait a minute, maybe it isn't. Here comes Jerry Lawler out here. Lawler. Whoa. I saw fire.
Lawler's got a scepter. Austin Lawler's got some other weapon. It's absolutely mass brawl. I think Lord Among Us has been had a fireball in his face. Absolute chaos here, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, we missed Dirty Roads getting injured by the pile driver. Lawler knocking Coco over the top rope. Dutch and Harley working over Neidhart. Austin Idol's still got his hat on. A hat. A hat. A hat.
Humongous has left.
Oh! Coco rammed into a chair head first. Idle, Mantell, Lawler, and Hillbilly. I keep calling Hillbilly. Harley Davidson clearing the ring. Keep calling him Hillbilly. I'm seeing Lawler now coming in. Was there a fire? Yes, there was just. Okay. Did it come out of the scepter? A bit weird.
Hey, in the action that we had here today, here's kind of a little quick recap on it. Scott Shannon against Rick Rude. Rick Rude won that match in a little over 2 minutes. And then in the eight-man tag team match, it was Neidhart, Humongous, and PYT winning one fall. Idle, Mantell, Harley Davidson, and Dirty Rhodes winning another. One fall apiece is the way that one went. Tried to start the third fall of action, but before it actually got started, Dirty Rhodes had been hurt with a pile driver by Neidhart in that second fall. And before we could get the third fall underway, the King, Jerry Lawler, came in as a last-minute substitution for Dirty Rhodes in that fall. I saw fire fly. I didn't see exactly what was happening, but I saw the fire go in Humongous' face. Humongous left the area. There was a free-for-all going on with all of them in there, and the bell never sounded officially for the third fall. So this one is going to go into the record books as a draw, one fall apiece. The third fall is ruled as no fall. That's the way it was on Championship Wrestling today. Again, Lance Russell has been taking the day off, a little vacation. He will be back with us next week. Hope you'll be back with us next week, too. Until then, this is Dave Brown. So long, everybody.
So, Dave just running down the car there and an action we didn't see, but it was nice to see what we missed, if that makes any kind of sense. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have just watched May the 12th. May the 12th be with you, and it was okay. It would have been nice to see some action, but like we said, I don't know what this what the footage is going to be. I don't pre-watch it because I don't physically have time to watch and then record to watch again. Plus, as well, I'd know what was happening, so it would kind of lose the I'd lose my zest for it. If you know what I mean, I try and put my all into the shows, and it's good to know that I don't know what's going on. So it is what it is. We still get to see some and hear some action. But thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure as always. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro. Find us on the Place to Be Wrestling Network if you're listening on the WrestleCopia Network. And then if you're on WrestleCopia, sorry, if you're on the Place to Be, find us. You know what I mean. You can find us on YouTube. The link for this video is in the description. And then you can also go to youtube.com/@MemphisCast. Watch other things. Patreon.com/MemphisCast. Coming this Monday will be the Monday Night Project WCW Saturday Night Edition. So if you want to watch the videos, you can, but they're on Patreon. £1 a month, $1.50, something like that. We've got them coming up. So Hamburg All-Stars every other Monday, Monday Night Project every other Monday, Pure Wrestling Passion once a month. We've got some one-offs that we've done recently as well. We did ECW Living Dangerously 1998 a couple of weeks ago. That's on the Place to Be Wrestling Network, so if you want to listen to that, go and give it a listen. So thank you very much to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to you fine folk for listening. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, and Jerry Jarrett. And until next time.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Spring again, oh I'll bring again to tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the wind keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam, share these tulips from Amsterdam.